The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
I'm really perturbed about the phone situation.
What phone situation?
The Verizon wireless phone situation.
I didn't realize it was a situation. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
We've pretty much established that.
Tell everybody what happened. We went to the Verizon store and what happened.
You wanted to get, you know, this is what happened. You wanted to get the same phone that was giving you problems, only the new one had a camera. So you'd have the same
and
problems.
Video. Okay. Camera and video.
Right. Well, it had a camera that handles video and still photos.
Which, yeah.
Right. But the problem was that the phone in and of itself was giving you problems. You just wanted to get a phone that had the same problems, but that had a camera. That makes no sense.
No. The person from Verizon told me that I had a defective unit. And that I needed to go through a certain process with them to try to correct the problem. If it didn't work, then I was going to send in the phone and get a new replacement.
It's all with the Pocket PC. That's the problem.
I like the Pocket PC in
many ways.
I like
it too, but it has problems.
Nothing's perfect, babe.
Right.
Nothing is perfect.
Right.
You're looking for something that does not exist.
No. Wait, time out. Wasn't I telling you that this week?
No.
Yes, I was.
Did you tell me that?
Yeah, I was sitting there. Someone had called, and I had them on hold, and then they hung up. It's probably another telemarketer.
Yeah.
I got called like 5 minutes before the show. I picked it up. I'm like, hey, it's Chris Perillo Show. It says, yes, this is the Seattle Times and PI, and we're selling subscriptions now. You can get the daily paper. You can get 7 days a week, yada, yada, yada. All right, so now we've got a – I'm going to do something daring and pull them straight onto the air. Hello. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Ted.
Hey, Ted.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
God, you're bad.
Is this Ted from the chat room?
The poor guy was trying to read from the script. And you're just messing with his head. He could barely speak English to begin with.
Oh, come on. You know that was the best thing to ever happen on our live show.
I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm just saying I've been on the other side.
Hey, I was too. I used to sell cable. To people. I've never called into a live audio stream, but it happens,
God.
I guess. So
that's just horrible.
It adds a completely different dynamic to the show.
Yes, it does.
Oh my God,
I'm still laughing.
Well, good. I'm glad we can entertain you. Anything on your mind, or you just wanted to shout out?
I don't know. Unless you want to talk cell phones, I'm pretty much out of ideas.
It's okay.
Let's talk cell phones. Come on.
I'm a cell phone guy. I'm a singular guy.
Now, Ted was telling us a couple weeks ago that Singular doesn't have really great coverage up here in the Pacific Northwest at this point in time. Now, I'm eyeballing the N91 as my possible next upgrade.
Which is what? Identify what an N91
is. Which is made by...
Nokia. I'm sorry.
Nokia.
And
okay.
Singular
Nokia.
Has a penchant for picking up Nokia phones and putting them into their service plans without screwing with the phones too much.
Okay, so my question is, does it sync with Outlook? Can it bring over all my contacts on its own? And can I write on it?
No, you can't write on a Nokia, but it does have software that you can synchronize with the PC. It's called Nokia PC Communicator Suite or something along those lines.
So how is that better than my Pocket PC?
Because a Pocket PC was not designed to be a phone.
No, but I like the all-in-one.
It's primarily a data device.
It is, but it has a phone too.
Yeah, but
yes, but that's a secondary feature.
Right.
Exactly.
It works.
No, it doesn't.
Most of the time.
Exactly. How many times have you tried to call me and you couldn't get a hold of me, or vice versa?
Mm.
It's all because it's a Pocket PC.
Yeah, but I can't give up Outlook. Once you give me something, you can't take it back.
Well, then the closest other thing is like a BlackBerry device. Now, Ted, would you agree? Like a BlackBerry?
Yeah. If without the phone, it's basically a BlackBerry.
I mean, but it doesn't have.
No, but I want the phone.
It doesn't have a camera.
See, that's the only thing missing from what I have. I like the camera.
I don't know, I'm not real into the camera phone thing. I don't like them.
Why not? But see, then that makes it easy for me to post to my blog. If I'm out and about and I see something cool.
I like camera phones too.
Take a picture, click, bang, boom.
Yeah, it's
I don't know, maybe I just haven't had good luck with them. I don't know.
Oh, come on, dude. I mean, I've been playing with camera phones since like they first started.
I had my LG, my regular old phone.
That one
was
had
a
one.
Great camera phone.
Well, they've got newer LGs, babe, but the problem
it doesn't
is it
sync with Outlook.
It's not going to sync with Outlook very easily. The only things that are going to sync with Outlook relatively seamlessly are going to be the Pocket PC or the smartphone. And
I mean, if you like Pocket PCs, I mean, the Treo 650.
Oh, no palm. No palm. No palm.
I thought it was cute.
No palm.
It's compact.
No palm.
It's adorable.
No.
Well,
I'm done.
It's got a camera.
And it's got a camera.
No, it's a Palm. I'm done with Palm devices.
Forever. And it has video.
Forever. I'm swearing off of Palm devices.
Why?
Why? Because they haven't evolved from any point when they were first conceived.
Ted?
Supposedly,
that's true.
Am I right, Ted? See? Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Palms, I mean, seriously, in terms of the power and in terms of what you can do with it, the Palm sucks.
And they are pretty expensive, too. So.
There's no point in spending that much money for something that's going to suck that much. At least, you know, at least you're paying a lot for something that gives you a lot, but also sucks.
So what's the difference between my pocket PC and a smartphone?
The pocket PC is a PDA, whereas the smartphone is a phone from the ground up.
Right.
So
a smartphone is primarily a phone.
Yeah.
Secondarily, a data device.
So it will do email. You could read email and you could write email by click, point, click, but not actually writing on the screen. It's not as seamless a way of scribbling because it doesn't have an input that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a phone, and I think that having a phone, if you're going to have a cell phone, I think it should be something more like a smartphone. You're not going to have the data input. You can still read your email and whatnot, but you're not going to have the problems that we really run into with a pocket PC. And you'll still be able to synchronize with Outlook.
I still say I just have a bad device. I'm going to turn it in.
It's not the bad. It's a pocket PC. It's a pocket PC, babe.
I have
just
insurance. I got
Ponzi,
the insurance
great.
For this.
Just listen.
Are you
reason.
Sure you got insurance on
I'm
that?
I'm positive. I pay like
You're
$4.
You're absolutely positive you have insurance. Most
I'm
of
positive.
Those
It's like $4 a
most
month.
Most of those devices are not insurable.
No, this one is. When we signed up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one was insurable.
We did. We're paying like $4 an extra month.
I didn't
for example,
get
when
one.
When the Razr first come out for Singular, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The little thin Motorola phone?
You've seen pictures.
Oh.
No insurance wouldn't color it. Wouldn't cover it. Our third-party insurance company would not cover the Razr.
Why?
And people were buying insurance, and people were signing up for insurance, and they were selling them insurance.
So how does that work? Come on.
Well, the phone was so expensive that what people would do was they'd call up, and they'd say, I want to make an insurance claim. I lost my phone. Okay, fine. And they'd send them a new phone with the $50 deductible. This was a $600 phone. $50, they get a new phone. They take the old one, they sell it on eBay for $400. So the insurance companies weren't covering them. Now they will since they've come down in price.
Oh, boy.
But things like the Treo and things like that, they won't cover them because of that.
Well, what are you paying for, I wonder, Ponzi?
Well,
if
I'm
you're paying insurance.
My $4 a month.
If I want to turn it in,
they better freaking give me a new phone.
Right. They're not going to give you a new phone. They're going to give you the same model. It's not going to have a camera on it. They're not going to give you an upgrade. You're going to have to buy a completely new phone.
No, the guy said that if they have them, that they will send me one. If they do not have one, then I'll get one with the...
They have
They'll send you the closest they have to the model you have now.
Right.
They have.
If they are out of the ones that you have, then yes, they'll send you the upgraded model.
That's what he said, too. All
if right. they are not out, you'll get the exact same one you have, and it'll be refurbished.
Which means what?
It's not new.
Someone else has used it. Meaning someone else is, if you send yours in and there's, as I said, absolutely nothing wrong with it, they're going to say, well, there's nothing wrong with this phone. It's just crappy. So we'll just give it to the next person who sends theirs in thinking it's crappy, and we'll send them this one instead.
Oh, boy.
Right. That's how that works. And then you pay them your $50 deductible or whatever it is for Verizon.
And you pay that money, your deductible. Insurance isn't really worth it.
Okay, so tell me when the next... great hardware phones coming out.
Well, he just mentioned one that I haven't seen, so I'm going to have to look for that one.
The N91?
When I get to work tomorrow.
It's got a 4 gig hard drive in there, so you can like carry your MP3s in it. I believe it has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It's a Nokia phone, so it's got a great user interface, great user experience.
And this is for Singular?
Yeah, I don't know if Singular... They haven't announced any carriers for it yet.
Oh, okay. They haven't announced who's picking it up.
But,
okay, so what did you sell on this phone scoop, or where did you see that?
A handful of places. You name the Gadget website, it's there. I've also looked equally at the current Motorola E815 as a possible replacement for these pocket PCs. Ted, can you hear this? Can you hear our dogs in the background?
I can't hear them over my phone,
they can't.
I can probably hear them on a computer if I was to turn it up.
It's okay.
My goodness.
They can't. Pardon me.
They always act a fool right when we get on.
They can't hear what's going on, babe.
Yes, they can.
I don't get a real good signal out here at my house because I'm out in the boonies.
Oh, my God.
So I got to stand over here by my door to talk.
We're going crazy on each other over here.
put them outside.
Yeah. Well, we thought we had them outside, but they came in. Apparently, they blasted a hole through the door. Well, Ted, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate your support.
Oh, one more thing Singular's
sure.
coming out with is the Push to Talk.
What's that?
Is, we just found this out about a week ago. You know that little walkie-talkie thing? I don't know. Does Verizon have that?
No, but like, what is it?
Nextel,
Nortel?
I think, has
yeah,
it.
Nextel, yeah.
And Sprint, I think, has it, and we're coming out with it next month.
It's like a walkie-talkie type of thing.
Mm.
Right, it doesn't use your minutes.
Well,
and it's nationwide.
What do I need?
But I ain't going to advertise for them, so I just want to let you know.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Ted. Appreciate it. Maybe we'll maybe we'll get lucky and get that telemarketer back here. I shouldn't take his number.
That's just sad.
I know.
I'm going to be laughing about that all night.
But it made for a great live program, didn't it?
This is Peter Jackson, and I'm calling from Dish Network. And we have a special promotion.
Go ahead.
Okay. We have a special promotion where you get a free Dish satellite system with free installation up to 4 rooms for your home, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I just need to know, have you ever subscribed to Dish Network before?
To
no,
Dish Network.
We have
I
not.
Don't think we have, no.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Dish Network?
No.
No, we don't have, we don't have, we can't get cable where we're at. We can barely get an internet connection here. We can't get anything.
So do you think you could help us with that?
Hello? I don't know. Yeah, would you be able to help us get, if we got the Dish, could you help us get the internet?
Internet? But you have to take our basic pack, okay?
Oh, so if I got the basic pack of Dish?
Oh, yes, you'll get the internet.
So how does the internet come in then?
First you'll have to sign up with us, okay?
Yeah, but
then
no.
Wait, how much does it cost? You want me to sign up before
The dial-up will cost you about $12.99, okay?
Wait, no, that's the problem is we live in a place where we can't even get dial-up.
Okay. So we have another one. Can you please hold on? I'll check it out, okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Because... Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Please hold on. Okay, don't mind.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, I mean, does this... Does the Dish come with the HBO?
The HBO?
Yeah.
Can we get HBO?
It's an 18-inch dish satellite, okay?
Yeah, but does it come with the HBO station?
What channels come with the Dish?
Okay.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding what the Dish is.
Is this for TV? Yeah, is the Dish for TV, or is this for internet?
Or both.
No, we'll provide you with the Dish satellite, okay?
The Dish.
And after that, you also get an internet connection. You want internet connection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll provide you. I'll just check it out, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if we should... How many dishes could you sell us? I mean, do you need... How many
dishes... Actually, we are giving it to you free. We don't charge for the Dish.
But we have we have a lot of TVs in our house, so we'd need to get one Dish satellite for each one of those TVs.
Is that how it works?
So we need, like, I think, let's see here. Family
room, living
room. We were
just talking about dishes last week.
Yeah, we were talking about dishes, yeah.
You just pay for the package, okay?
No, but do we need more than one satellite, though? Because if we've got more than one TV, don't we need more than one satellite?
We'll provide you with the box. We'll provide you with receivers. So how many TVs do you have?
Probably about five.
Five?
Yeah.
So
well,
we can provide up to...
Wait, two of them don't really work, so maybe about three.
Yeah.
So we'd need three satellites. Yeah, so we'd
no
get
problem.
Three satellites?
We can provide you with three receivers and three remotes absolutely free. You don't have to pay for that, okay?
Okay.
So regarding this internet,
uh-huh.
I have a direct way. Which will cost you $59.99
per
month.
Whoa, $59 for the internet?
Yeah, it's an expensive one. Yeah,
that's just one
time,
though, right?
The dial-up internet access.
Is that a day?
Cost you about.
Is that cost that
yes?
much a day? It costs $59 a day.
Per month.
Oh, per month.
Okay.
I thought
and
it was
we have
a day.
Another one called EarthLink dial-up internet access.
Is that
costs
like
about $18?
Is that like American Online?
No. It's listen, like I'm telling you about the internet connection, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it will cost this Earthlink dial-up internet access will cost you about $18.95 per month.
Oh.
Wait.
It has a fast, reliable dial-up connections, okay? And it includes pop-up blocker fewer busy signals.
But the pop-up, does that come with the computer then?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah. Does it come with the computer?
Yeah, we'll provide. No, we don't. We provide you with connections, okay? Internet connections.
Okay. So
we'll provide you with. Oh, yes, see.
So
go
we,
on.
Yeah, no. So we'd have to get 3 satellites, probably 2 internet connections, and you say you've got the computer doesn't come with it, so we need to get a computer. Do you sell those too?
Oh, actually, we don't sell computers.
You we don't
provide
sell
you
computers.
With this movie package, okay?
Ah, crap, we lost him.
Oh, my God, you're so bad.
The Chris Perillo Show, hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, Chris, it's Brent from Tampa again. I didn't mean to hang up on you, but we just had a big lightning storm and we lost all our power.
Brent, no, it's okay. If you've got a lightning storm, it's okay, dude.
You lost all your power, but you called us back?
Yeah, I'm calling on the cell phone. I'm going to be hot tonight. No air conditioning.
Oh boy, it's okay, Brent. You know, go hunker down. We don't want another hurricane coming your way.
I'll listen to you on the podcast later.
All right, thanks,
okay.
Brent.
Bye.
What a nice guy
that
to call us back
nice.
To let us know that his power's out. They're in the middle of a lightning storm, and he calls back on a cell phone.
So what were you doing with the dish guy there? Babe, you were totally giving him a hard-ass time.
What do you expect me to do? He calls in during the time that we're doing a live broadcast.
Is that $59.95 a day?
He had no idea. What do the chat room know me saying? Pop in the chat room. They have to be dying. They have to be dying.
Hey, Chris.
Howdy.
Brent from Tampa.
Hey. Tampa, Florida.
Who from Tampa?
Brent from Tampa.
Brent. Hi, Brent. It's Ponzi. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. I just wanted to call and tell you how stoked I am about the new Apple Mouse, Mighty Mouse. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. Have you actually seen one in person?
No, but I've ordered it.
Oh.
I'll be here in a few days.
So are you...
I guess hell froze over.
Are you wait? So are you going to use it on a Windows machine or
no? I got a iMac G5 20-inch that I bought about 2 or 3 months ago, so I'll be using it on that.
And what Brent is referring to is Apple had released a new mouse this week that basically has I don't think it has. And correct me if I'm wrong, Brent. No wires, no buttons, no scroll wheel. But
it has a wire. That's the bummer. It's not Bluetooth.
Oh.
We all thought it was going to be Bluetooth, but
I thought it was wireless. Okay, well, that's not as sexy as I thought it was then.
But it's supposed to have a total of 5 buttons. But what's neat about it is it still looks like the original, but it can tell where you click on the top of the mouse whether or not it's a left click or a right click.
And the wheel isn't really a wheel. It looks more like a nub, and I've only seen pictures of it. Is that your take on it too, Brent?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Ponzi's taking a look at the shot of it now. What do you think, Ponzi, aesthetically speaking?
I think it's okay. It's not anything special to me, but...
So then why, Brent, why would you get it? Why would you want it?
Because, I like to be able to right-click, And I like to be able to scroll, but I'm one of those hypnotized people that will only buy stuff that Apple puts out.
Why is that? I want to know that. Why?
Because I don't know. It seems like everything that Apple puts out is so cool and works so well that if it's put out by somebody else, it just doesn't seem like it is good.
So,
I mean, just compare the Mac to the PC. In most cases, you know, the Mac seems to work a lot better.
You've been living without a scroll wheel then?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. How could you even bear using a computer without a scroll wheel?
I just use the arrow down button.
No, it's not even the same thing.
And how is that better? I don't see how that's better.
What's better, the down arrow?
Yeah. Because you're moving because away Apple from the mouse, right? Because
Apple didn't make the mouse yet. Now that Apple makes the mouse, Brent's aboard.
That's okay. Right.
Now, wait. Kensington has, I think, a wonderful wireless mouse that looks well, and it works with both PC and Mac.
Wait, is that the one we
have upstairs?
That's
the one that we have?
I have it. It's in my drawer.
That's cool. Oh,
wait, whoa. What's it doing in your drawer?
It's not as pretty as the Mac. The mouse I got with my iMac.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm hypnotized.
You are, Brent, you are beyond hypnotized.
When I walk into the Apple store, my eyes bug out.
So now how much did this little mouse set you back? Let me guess. Wait. Let me guess.
I know, I have the price up right here.
No, don't tell me. I'm going to guess.
You've already looked.
No, I haven't looked. I haven't looked that deeply because we don't need it. So a regular mouse that had a wireless something going like that, probably about $50.
He already knows.
Is it about 50 bucks?
$49.95.
That's pretty comparable. That's not too bad. I think you can get a Microsoft mouse for a little cheaper than that. But aesthetically speaking, it's not the same. So Apple, they haven't really reneged on their idea that the mouse should not have any buttons.
Right. You know why they did that, right?
No. I don't.
Well, they say that most people are stupid, and when you tell them the right click, they get confused, so they figure if you just have one button, then you won't get as confused. And almost every Apple application only takes 2 to 3 clicks to do anything you want to do. So,
but wait a minute. So, again, I have not held one. I don't even know if they have them in the Apple stores yet. I'll have to take a look next time I get there. But you tilt it right, and it's like a right click. If you tilt it left, it's like a left click. Aren't people really going to get confused that way? What if they still keep using it like a middle click?
Well, from what I understand is if you have your two fingers, let's say your index and your middle finger, if you click on the left side of the mouse with your index finger, that's a left click, and if you click on the right side, it's a right click. But there's no extra actual buttons unless you want to click on the side, which can bring up dashboard.
I wonder if it's like a pressure sensitive thing.
I think that's what it is.
That must be what it is.
Yeah.
But you still have to put pressure on the right side or pressure on the left side.
Most people are not necessarily going to.
What's the difference between clicking on the right side or clicking on the left side?
Because it's not as cool.
Well, well, I think the difference is, babe, if there's a pressure plate on the surface of the wherever it's making contact, it would be able to sense if more pressure was being applied on the left side or the right side. There are times, and there are times when I'll have one of those. I'm sorry, stupid no-button mouses from Apple, and I'll use my right finger to right-click, or one of my right fingers to right-click. Of course, it's my right hand. I'm right-handed. And then it won't right-click. But if there's an actual pressure-sensitive, tablet of sorts inside, right underneath it, it would register it as a right-click. And then whatever would happen on screen would be registered as a right-click, even though there's no buttons on there, no visible buttons.
Now, who's going to say that it's not going to be too sensitive and you're not really trying to click, but then all of a sudden there's just a little bit too much pressure and now you've clicked?
Do you really want to think that hard about using a mouse?
I don't. That's why I think, why do we have to do it differently? What's
because
wrong
it's
with
Apple.
The one we
have? Apple is think different. Remember, Ponzi. Apple is think different, charge more.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you, like, the way I understand
it. He didn't argue.
If you're looking at a picture, you can actually scroll with your finger down vertical or horizontal, and it'll go up or down or left and right.
So it's a directional, like, nub of sorts. Instead of having a wheel, it's directional. So you can kind of point it. It's like having a thumbstick, like what's on the keyboard.
I have that already on my IBM.
Yeah, on your ThinkPad.
You mean the little
nub. Yeah.
I like the nub. The nub's fine.
I think that's the way it works. I, again, haven't seen it. So, Brent, you'll have to, when you get it, you have to call us back and tell us what you think.
I will. Now, one more question. You mentioned Craigslist.
Yeah.
Now, that was started in San Francisco, right?
Yep.
Well, it's taken off real big here in Tampa. It's taken off in a lot of cities. We use the Craigslist all the time down here.
Yeah, I've used Craigslist now in 3 cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, or I guess the Valley, and now up in Seattle. And having used it in 3 cities, I can say that it's definitely very well used in San Francisco. I've tried selling things and buying things using Craigslist and had limited success up here in Seattle. But have you actually tried to buy and sell on Craigslist yet?
Actually, I was looking for a townhome on there, but I can't figure out, how's the guy making money?
Craigslist?
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't charge anything.
I don't think it's a for-profit venture. I think Craigslist is a non-profit. And most of those details, how they're making money, you got me. I've known Craig. I've met Craig. I've interviewed Craig before. But I don't know his exact model because they don't really have advertising necessarily. Although I think for some sections of their website, they do charge for people to post. I think if you're trying to sell something like a house or whatnot, then or something high priced, then that's the case that you'll have to pay for it. Brent, I think we lost Brent. This is Chris.
I have a hardware question for you here. I'm looking at buying some RAM, some PC3200, and I'm looking on PriceWatch, and I see that there's one chip that's the cheapest, but it says for an iMac G5. It says, you know, PC3200, a 512 DDR, all that, and I'm wondering, will that work in my normal x86 machine?
Hang on just a second. I need your name.
My name is Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Sorry, I like to know the person's name who I'm actually addressing before I actually start addressing them. You're looking at a stick of RAM. You went to PriceWatch.
Right.
Looked up the price of this RAM, and it said it was only for the iMac, and you want to know if you can use it in your PC?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them, and the cheapest one there, it says for an iMac G5. But it doesn't say anything about compatibility with a normal PC.
If the RAM in and of itself, if the system RAM, the motherboard supports up to that speed, the PC3200, then you should be fine. I wouldn't necessarily, do you already currently have RAM, or are you looking to replace it, or are you looking to just get, like, wipe the slate clean, start with a whole bunch of new RAM?
I'm looking to buy an extra stick. I got an open slot.
Okay. My suggestion then is to really, and in all seriousness, buy the same stick that you currently have.
Okay.
I mean, down to speed number, manufacturer, CAS latency, everything.
Okay.
And the reason why, I mean, for a lot of reasons, when you mix RAM, it's kind of, sometimes it's like mixing oil and water. Not always. But there are certain problems that can crop up when you mix RAM, especially manufacturers, because you have a certain quality in one that's not in another. If the CAS latency or the certain timings in one RAM is different from another, you could end up with problems or issues as well. So look at the stick of RAM that you have right now if you're just adding one, and go with whatever you currently have.
Okay.
If you were just to wipe the slate clean, as long as the motherboard supported that, then I don't imagine that why that would not work in your machine. Even though it said it was for the iMac, that's what the iMac works with. It could very well be that it works with the PC as well.
Okay.
I can't imagine them. I don't think they use proprietary RAM anymore.
Okay, so it's not like Apple has lower standards or something.
No, Apple actually, you can buy an Apple stick of RAM from Apple, and it's going to cost you more than it would cost you if you went through a place or an independent reseller. In fact,
that's I guess why I was wondering, because it's, you know, like a couple bucks cheaper than even the cheapest regular PC stuff.
You know, I think largely the reason why they're saying it is because of the fact that it's going to be compatible with the way Apple does things, or it's rated at a certain speed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for someone who already had an open slot in an iMac G5, chances are that is rated specifically so that they didn't have to worry about all these different issues of mixing RAM speeds and types and minutiae. And that's most likely the reason I believe they would have attached that particular label to it.
Okay.
And again, I could be, you know, that's my opinion, but I don't think I'm steering you wrong in saying get the same one that you currently have, especially if you're just adding to a second slot.
Yeah, and it's only $30, so I can turn around and sell it on eBay if it doesn't work.
There you go. That's actually really cheap. How much is that? Are you going to get for that? 512 or?
I think it was a 512 stick.
Wow, for $30?
I think it was $30 or $40. I can't remember exactly.
Damn, RAM's cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I say go for it. I mean, if you can find one that's just like the one in your system for that cheap, man, go for it. That's
okay.
Amazing. In fact, if you get it, they may even have a return policy so that if it doesn't work, you shouldn't have to go through eBay. You should be able to return it.
Okay.
I know when I've ordered RAM, and it's been a while since I've done it, but in the past, I've had issues where I had compatibility problems, and I sent it back, and they gave a refund. I mean, they understand that there's going to be compatibility issues when you get the stuff home.
Yeah, some places have like a 15-20% restocking fee, though.
Yeah, it can get a little pricey.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite vendor? I'm sorry, I'm talking your ear off here. You probably want to let me go.
No, I don't really have a favorite vendor. I'm one of those cheap guys.
I hear you. No problem there. So you use Priceline then?
Yeah, a price watch.
A price watch, not price line. I'm sorry. I'm thinking airline tickets. Maybe they'll fly the RAM out to you. I don't know. You can use that price line. So, anyway, thanks again for the question. Thanks again for the call.
Thank you for giving a straight answer.
Yeah, it's no problem. This is Chris.
This is Sword Destiny from the IRC channel.
Oh, howdy.
I have a question. How do you how would you go about updating your BIOS?
Updating your BIOS?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it largely depends. And I have to now explain this to my father, so give me a second. Yeah, I'm sorry, your Sword of Destiny? That cannot be your real name.
It's not.
Okay, I'll just call you Sword. Is that okay? Can I call you Sword for short?
Yes, a lot of people do.
Or Mr. Destiny? All right. So a BIOS is it's a software that sits on your computer. So when you boot up, it says, I found the RAM, I found the hard drive, I found all this stuff.
Checks everything.
Yeah, yeah. Phoenix 4.something.
Yes, though. So that's the actual manufacturer of your BIOS is Phoenix.
My mom got it a few years ago, but I've done some major upgrading to it.
My first suggestion would be to check the manufacturer's website. When I say manufacturer, not Phoenix. Ignore Phoenix. If someone had assembled the system, like whatever brand it happens to be, chances are they've got a website with a support section that has got the latest BIOS for that particular machine. Does it have, like, the label on the front?
Yeah, it's an HP Pavilion 7935.
Okay, HP, simple enough. Just go over to HP.com, go to their support section, look up that specific model number, and then it'll give you, like, readouts of, like, downloads and drivers, etc. They should have the latest BIOS listed in there. And basically, BIOS, by the way, stands for, if I remember correctly, Basic Input Output System. So basically just the core essentials that your computer needs to run. So HP should have the latest one listed there, and you can download it. HP does things differently than other manufacturers, too. I remember updating one of my HP machines. It did it without needing a floppy. I just ran a utility on my Windows desktop, rebooted the machine, and it did the rest. So it was really, at least that particular model, it may be different with the one that you have. Sometimes to update a BIOS, you need to have access to a floppy disk and a floppy drive if you still have one. And I imagine with that system,
you probably didn't come with any.
If it didn't come with any, then HP has probably already got a workaround. I mean, has already worked around that issue, and has probably just made just a regular utility available to download. Just go to their website, download it. It should be really simple. And if you haven't updated the BIOS in a couple years, I'd recommend doing it. And the reason why is because just newer bug fixes, you know, if you've added hardware to it, then it, you know, may provide better support for that newer hardware, newer software even to a certain degree. So,
all right, and I have one more question. I don't know if you can answer it or not. It's about, see, when I got DSL, they gave us a modem.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get it back on my computer after going to sleep or something. And the modem will say it's connected, but it's not, and I have to restart it about 5 or 6 times before it recognizes that there's even a connection.
Okay. Are you connecting the modem directly to your computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Through Ethernet.
And you have, obviously, like the dialer set up to automatically redial when it's disconnected?
It's not a dial-up modem. It's DSL.
But usually DSL is still using a phone connection. Like,
yes.
Like a PPPoE. So most DSL modems use that to connect. It is an actual phone connection. That's why it uses your it goes over your regular phone lines, DSL does, as opposed to cable, which goes through your cable lines. There's a couple things you can do. You could either set it up, however, if it's software, there should be an option to automatically redial in the software. I'm not that familiar with your provider or all the intricacies of the hardware. In the incompatibilities. That's one way of doing it.
It's a speed stream, and it really sucks.
I wouldn't be surprised. It largely depends on your area for DSL and the quality of broadband reports would be a good place to see if there's any better providers in the area other than the one you have. But my recommendation, more than just trying to fiddle with the software and the redial, is to actually pick up a router of sorts. And those can be picked up for relatively cheap. You can eBay it,
yeah,
Craigslist, or whatever.
I've been thinking about, because one of my friends has a laptop and he's been bringing it over, but he's been having to unplug the computer when I'm grounded from it.
Yeah, oh boy. Get a router, and the reason why, not only could you hook multiple machines up to the same internet connection, but the router should be set up to automatically do the dialing and the connecting for you. So if it loses the connection, it should automatically go and pick it up again. And you shouldn't have to worry about connecting it to your machine and worry about any hardware conflicts at all. You'd still correct. The only thing you'd still be plugging in your computer is, as you said, that RJ45 connection, or it's the Ethernet port, your network port. That's the only thing you're still going to be connecting from the router, and you basically connect the DSL modem to the router and then follow the instructions that the router comes with. You know, a 4-port router will do you just fine. Most of them nowadays will support both DSL and cable pretty well.
Yeah, this is Jake. I'm calling from the main office of the Seattle Times and PI newspaper.
Yes.
And we're following up with no charge delivery arrangements to your home starting Saturday morning, courtesy of the newspaper.
Really?
You're eligible to receive it from the Seattle Times or the PI if you prefer.
Now wait, can I still read the articles online?
Unless you're a better editor than any major newspaper, that's an ocean full of websites to edit through. Even if you make it to our website, we don't have everything there. We'd put ourselves out of business.
No, but what I'm saying is if I take delivery to the paper, are you going to block me from seeing your content on the website?
How could we do that, sir?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, we're not going to do that.
I don't know. I got online last week.
I'll tell you, a lot of people get...
I don't even know where to go. They said, my parents kept telling me, get online. Oh. And I finally did. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, I see this...
It's much easier to navigate the newspaper than it is the internet anyway for news, unless you know exactly where you're going.
I don't. That was the problem.
Let me bring you the newspaper. It's 28 cents a day average price. It's a deal because you're only paying for Sunday, Monday through Saturday is no charge. And at 28 cents a day times 7 days of the week, it's only $1.95 a week. Times 13 weeks would only be $25.35.
I could pick it up on the newsstand for that price.
But it's 50 cents on the newsstand.
It is?
I'm bringing it to your house for 28 cents. Sunday's $1.50. I'm bringing that to your house to 28 cents. See, we don't make money off of home delivery directly. We make it indirectly by showing our advertisers one more captive audience getting the paper at home. And we make a bag in advertising. The nominal fee of 28 cents a day goes to the carrier.
The carrier.
So it's a win-win deal. We have contracted carriers that bring delivery to the home. Give it a chance. If you don't like it, it doesn't work out, you can always stop. You'll only pay for papers you receive at the deep discounted rate anyway.
Hang on just a second. Let me ask my fiancé.
All right.
Now, this is for which paper?
Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Seattle PI?
Yeah.
But not the Seattle Times?
Or the Seattle Times, whichever you like. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I can't get both?
If you want both, it costs extra to get the
now, how does the content work between them? I mean, because I know they're both in
Seattle.
Well,
they're both editors. They're two separate. Here's one thing. The Seattle paper is combined on Sundays. So the Times and the PI are combined on Sunday. The other days of the week, Monday through Saturday, is two separate papers with separate editorials. The ads are the same.
Well, then, wait, so then why are there two separate papers?
Well, we're in a two-paper town, and we have a joint operating agreement. The Seattle Times has a joint operating agreement with the Seattle PI, which is owned by the Hearst Corporation, to do the printing and the advertising and the distribution.
All right, hang on. Let me ask my fiancé. Babe! No, not you. Ponzi! They want to know if we want the paper.
Which one?
I don't know. Which one do you want?
Seattle Times?
Yeah, they got the Seattle Times, and they got the PI. Hello?
Yeah.
Could you do the New York Times?
No. That's a totally different company. This is the number one regional paper.
New York Times.
Wall Street Journal?
No, and it's a different company. Hang on. So it's just the Seattle?
Yeah, the Seattle papers.
It's just the Seattle papers. Speaking of hardware foibles, I got a voicemail from Ryan Hoffman. I had announced this week, kind of silently to just some friends as well as the people in the chat room, that you can now call in our toll-free number, 888-747-4556, which is 888-PERILLO, anytime during the week and leave a message on the modem. And unfortunately, the audio quality isn't just amazing because it's recording on the modem and we get some fan noise, so we have to do some processing of the files. But I asked Ryan Hoffman of Extended64.com to give us a call and let us know what's been going on in his world of hardware.
Just wanted to update you on your whole eMachines hating stuff. I've had an eMachines M6809 laptop for about a year now, a little over a year, happens to be 2 weeks over a year. And my laptop is now, you know, it's not lasting as long as it should anymore. So I gave them a call up, And, of course, I was on hold for 28 seconds. I spoke to the guy right away, and guess what? They're replacing my battery, even though I'm out of warranty, by 2 weeks. That is a good company. Dell would never do that. And I'm sorry, Chris, but eMachines is a good company. So throw away your prejudices and take a look at their, you know, their laptops and their desktops, because they're good stuff. Okay, Chris, bye.
I've always given eMachines kind of a barely passing grade, but if Ryan likes them, and he brought his laptop, which was an eMachines laptop, over here a couple weeks ago when a whole bunch of geeks were up here in Seattle for Longhorn Lab, which was a private event put on by Microsoft to show us some of the things within Windows Vista. I saw it up close, and it seemed okay, and it seems like eMachines is treating Ryan Hoffman very well, so it looks like I'm going to be eating crow in this case. At least in his experience. And I know there are plenty of people out there who probably have the opposite experience. I don't know if I would necessarily go out and buy an eMachines based on Ryan's recommendation. I would likely either build my own or go through a more reputable dealer, knowing that support will be non-existent. I mean, we've got, you know, laptops right now. We're an IBM household at this point for laptops. For desktops, we've got various and sundry systems, including one that I built that's been lasting for a couple years. I probably won't upgrade or get a new machine really until the beginning of next year, even though I've thought about it. I thought about getting a new laptop, a new desktop right now, but the problem is that new hardware is continually coming out, and maybe next year it's going to hit a slight plateau right before Longhorn. We've got another call. This is Chris.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Not much. I was tempted to start the call with an impression of an Indian man trying to sell you a satellite system. But you kind of caught me off guard, so I completely missed doing that.
Sorry. I work that way in very strange and mysterious ways.
Ah, dear.
So who are we speaking with?
My name's Rob.
Rob.
I'm known as SoBulf on IRC.
Okay.
eMachines.
Yes. So
I'm sorry. They suck.
Okay, so you're someone who has a dissenting opinion about eMachines.
Yes, I've not actually owned one, but I've come into contact with them several times.
Did you get any strange diseases by coming in contact with these eMachines?
Yeah.
Ew.
They're more for people who are either beginners with computers or, you know, the starter PC perhaps, but for somebody who's into doing more stuff with their PCs. You know, it's kind of like buying the base line of a Dell product or something, you know, because then you don't get an AGP slot, you know, your expansion options are limited, all that sort of thing. So
no on eMachines, according to you.
Yeah, and I'm afraid I think Palms rock, but, you know, that's my opinion.
See, everything I've heard it echoes pretty much what you've been saying, that they're kind of cheaply constructed. And most of those cheaper machines are. I mean, the cheaply made machines are cheaper constructed. They're cheaper to buy.
Right.
Oh, I think your dog is trying to talk to our dogs right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Although
what
ours,
kind of dog is it?
Actually, it's a Dachshund.
A Dachshund.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slightly smaller than a Wicket or a Pixie, which are they don't really have breeds. We had to make up their own breed.
Lhasa Shih Tzus.
Lhasa Shih Tzus, basically.
All
right. Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu Poodle. And one of them's full of it, and I won't tell you what he's full of. You can just take a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Take a stab in the dark. So are you hanging out in the chat room then?
Yeah, actually, I'm one of the admins on the Wild Ride Network. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, we don't hear very much from you in there.
No, not really. I still hop into the server. I'm on the server like all the time, but right. I'm not in the chat room largely because I'll be in there and I'm busy doing like 14 other things and I can't pay attention to the window. But right now I think Ponzi's staring at the chat room, watching the comments as they roll by. Which so she's doing all the monitoring right now, and I'm sitting in the engineer's chair.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. But no, we appreciate the network being up, certainly.
No problem.
I love being able to send people to either a web page with a Java client, or if they have their own IRC client, being able to use that.
My girlfriend, like, practically dared me to give you a call. So that's
dared me?
Call into.
Dared you? Why is it such a dare? Is that daring?
Well, I'm one of those shy types, you know. It's,
you're full of shit.
You got called out. She just called you out. I heard it.
So he's not shy.
Put it this way, my heart rate's been about 130 still, so I don't know why.
Oh, boy. He's breaking a sweat, and he's not even doing anything.
And you're having fun. Does your girlfriend blog?
Yes, she does.
She does.
She's known as Sin in the chat room as well. She's in there, too.
Where's that blog?
sin.geekblog.net. Or you can just go to naughtycloset.com and find it from there.
Naughty Closet.
Naughtycloset.com, right?
All right. That sounds family friendly.
Yeah, actually, the moniker of the site is it's the only site with a naughty URL that isn't porn.
The Windows Media Stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.